With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Voters in Forest County will be deciding if the county should continue to run as it is or if it should cut back on services. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with one of the county supervisors about the referendum question on the ballot in the upcoming election.
Forest County makes comparatively little revenue from taxes because there's just not a lot of land to tax in the county. The majority of it is owned by other governments like the U.S. Forest Service and two tribal governments. That leaves 17% of taxable land in the county. District 18 Supervisor Ron Skalrud says the county does what it can with extra revenue brought in. He says both tribes are great partners. The last couple of years, the county has been able to use some federal COVID funding and some federal funding back pay for the impact of federal lands on the county. But both of those funding sources have ended with no guarantee the county will see them or something like them again.
Even with all of the external revenue sources that we pull in, we still have come up to the point with if we don't address going above our levy, we would have to either cut services or go to referendum, and that's where we're at right now.
Skalrud says if the county is to retain and hire employees to provide services, it's going to need to raise wages to be competitive. The county is asking voters if they approve of raising the levy by $2 million a year going forward. That comes out to about $120 a year on property valued at $100,000.
None of the monies would be used for such things as building infrastructure of capital outlay. This is really talking about operating. And to give you an example of what we've impacted, looking at our utilities cost for the county over the last few years, looking back at 2020 up through 2023, our utilities cost for the county increased over $79,000 alone.
Skalrud says a yes vote would mean people like the services the county offers right now and want the county to keep operating as is. A no vote means people want to cut back services.
We are not telling people how to vote. We're just wanting them to be informed.
If passed, the tax change would go into effect next year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Plans for a 14-mile bike trail between Merrill and Wausau have been rolling along. A few weeks ago, the River District Development Foundation of Merrill pledged $95,000 toward creating the project. Engineering classes from UW-Platteville are planning on working on the construction of the trail. Greg Hartwig is the vice president of Merrill's River District Development Foundation.
I think students will get excited about working on a real project, something that they can go, upon completion, that they can go and actually see or bike on or say that they had a part in this.
Hartwig believes the trail would be beneficial to Marathon and Lincoln counties.
I think Marathon County and Lincoln County both want more people to move into the area. We need workers for jobs. We need those people. We need more tourism in both counties. And this can only help. People want to move where they can have outdoor recreation like this.
You can keep up to date with trail developments by following Friends of the Riverbend Trail on Facebook. There will also be an informational meeting in Merrill and in Wausau in the next few months. A Wausau firefighter had to be sent to the hospital after being hurt while fighting a fire. While responding to a fire Tuesday at Wesley United Methodist Church in Wausau, a firefighter was injured and taken to the hospital in an ambulance. Wausau Fire Chief Jeremy Cobb.
None of us want to see anything bad happen to any of our own. But when something like this happens, and it's showing time and time again in the city of Wausau and the Wausau Fire Department, is we're going to rally around anyone. We signed up to do one of the most dangerous jobs out there. And when something happens to anyone in our community, we're there for them.
Cop also said whether it's physical, mental, or a personal issue, the crew is always there for each other. The firefighter was in stable condition and expected to make a full recovery. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. An Ironwood business suffered extensive damage in a fire. The Ironwood Public Safety Department said in a press release a call came in at 11:36 Tuesday night saying there was a lot of smoke coming from the inside of Ludi's Flower Shop. The fire had been seen in both the basement and ground level when help arrived. Additional assistance was requested from both the Hurley Fire Department and XL Energy. Winds were high and the house next door where the owner lived was filling with smoke. Officers woke the owner and got them to a safe location. Efforts to stop the fire began from inside the structure, but the ground floor caved in and fire spread to the second floor. They then had to fight the fire from the outside using ladder trucks and ground lines. Officers battled the fire for about 5 hours. Fire crews were able to protect surrounding structures and part of the greenhouse attached to Ludi's flower shop. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Avello Airlines and the Central Wisconsin Airport have announced they will pause flights between the Mosinee facility and Orlando for the month of May. Airport Director Brian Griffey says not to take this as a bad sign.
This is the shoulder season. Typically, there isn't a lot of travel, or there isn't as much travel to Orlando just before school gets out.
Griffey says the decision will keep the airport from having to make up a minimum revenue guarantee if certain passenger counts aren't met. He says it doesn't mean Avello has lost faith in CWA.
We've got a lot of proponents for Central Wisconsin Airport down in their headquarters in Houston. They like us, and they like how much we use them.
The last flights before the pause will be April 28th. When flights resume on June 5th, they'll also be operating on a new schedule, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Currently, the route runs Thursdays and Sundays. Local health departments are urging people to make sure they're up to date on their measles vaccines. The highly contagious disease has been found in neighboring states. As of March 14th, the CDC reports there are 58 cases nationwide. Because of how quickly it can spread, health officials expect to see those numbers rise in the coming months. Measles is caused by a virus that spreads easily through the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes. The Oneida County Health Department says measles vaccine is a safe and effective way to prevent measles. As many as 1 in 5 unvaccinated people who contract measles end up hospitalized with complications. Severe complications can include ear infection, pneumonia, and brain inflammation. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.